Hello and welcome back. You're listening to The Elixir of Life, a Harry Potter podcast where overanalyzing the wizarding world is our life. I'm Lauren, and I'm here with my sister, Alex. Happy New Year, Alex.
Happy New Year. Who always says that? Is that Frosty?
Yeah, that's right? Frosty the Snowman.
No, he says happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, but that that's voice. It. Your Frosty voice.
Happy birthday. Cut all that part out, actually, because I'm stupid. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's 2020. 2020.
Right.
Finally, we're in a decade we can talk about without awkwardness. It's the 20s.
Yep. The 2020s.
Mm-hmm. 1920s. 2020s. Ready for the roaring 20s. I'll stop now.
We're doing well. So, do you have any New Year's resolutions or self-improvement plans of that kind?
I always have some sort of self-improvement plan brewing in the background, but not a specific New Year's resolution. What about you?
No, I don't really do that. But traditionally, New Year is a time of renewal, of self-renewal, mm-hmm. right? Not so much as, I guess it's like a renewal of day lengthening.
Yeah.
What's that called?
I mean, technically.
Season?
Sure. Well, I do think it is a good time for self-reflection and considering where you could go from there. From where you are, I guess I should say.
Exactly. So, in that spirit, I thought it would be fun if I counted down for you mm-hmm. the top 7 glow-ups in Harry Potter books.
Glow-ups.
Like personal improvements. Okay. Like someone who had a personal character arc.
I'm into it. I'll just do my classic reactions and interesting insights. Let's do it.
So for the first time, I kept the list secret from you, right? Mm-hmm. Honestly, have you looked at it?
I accidentally scrolled down to it once and then I scrolled back up scared because I didn't want to spoil it.
Did you look at it?
I didn't look at it, but my eyes saw it, so maybe it seeped into my brain somehow. I don't know.
Okay. As Anton would say, I saw it, but I can't read.
Yeah, he did say that.
Well, it doesn't come off when I say it, but when he said it, it was really cute.
He's incredibly cute, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah, well, you have to be good at least one thing, so there you go.
All right, before you insult my children more, how about we start on this countdown?
No, list? I've got more. I've actually got more material on this.
That's a different podcast that you hide from me, so back to Harry Potter stuff.
I'm not hiding it from you. I've been sending you the links to it because I want you to listen.
I've been ignoring it purposefully.
Oh. All right. Are you ready for number 7?
Oh, I'm ready.
Number 3 may shock you.
Ooh, put that in the description. Am I right?
Right. I don't think any of them. Well, we'll see.
So is this ordered from like the least glowy up glow up or is it just a list?
It's a list from least glowy up to most glowy up of the glow ups.
Okay. Got it.
All right. And I said Harry Potter books, but I meant Harry Potter universe, Wizarding World.
Even better.
Because overanalyzing the Wizarding World is our life.
Oh, right. Got it.
I guess that's a spoiler. All right. Number 7, Peter Pettigrew, Wormtail.
Peter Pettigrew is a glow up, eh?
Yeah. I was kind of expecting you to be more angry about it, but you just sound bored.
No, I'm just kind of like incredulous, like a glow up, more like he was found to be a word I can say? A piece of crap?
Oh, yeah, definitely for Lily and James and Sirius and Remus, for sure.
It was a real glow down from their perspective.
But in his personal life, he was always the last of the four. Is it four?
Mm-hmm.
Of the Marauders?
Yeah, there's four of them.
He was like ranked number 4.
Because he was the worst one.
And then, because he's the worst one. But then he was able to leverage that against his friends and use it to become the most powerful Dark Lord's pawn. I'd say that's a personal glow up. That is the grind. That is getting that bread. Am I right?
Remember how he ended up as like Snape's servant?
hiding behind bookcases.
Oh my God. Only because he is a screw up.
Well, he's a huge screw up. He was essential in Voldemort returning, I suppose.
That's a glow up. He was nothing, and then he just, like, nearly toppled all of the Wizarding World. That's a huge glow up from being just a normal, everyday, run-of-the-mill piece of crap to, like, the number one piece of crap who helped Lord Voldemort come back.
All right, so it's like a glow up, but, like, glowing from, like, being terrible to being, like, really terrible.
It's a personal glow up.
Okay, I'm writing that down.
What exactly are you writing down? Wormtail or glow up? What are you writing down?
I'm writing down personal glow up.
All right. Are you ready for number 6? I feel like I thoroughly convinced you that Wormtail was number 7.
I guess I'm just learning your definition of glow up.
Right. Number 7 is what will actually shock you.
Okay.
No.
Now number 6. I'm ready.
Number 6. Gwarp.
Okay. Now this one I'm not skeptical of. I see it.
I agree. I just didn't want to do only good characters.
Yeah.
Because I think Wormtail did. He did make something of himself, even though I think the thing he made of himself was crappy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see what you're saying. I usually hear glow up associated with more positive change.
For sure.
So, Gwarp.
Anyway.
The easiest Harry Potter name to say for me.
Yeah. Gurawarp.
Gurawarp.
Yeah.
So, what I'm going to, like, intuit from this, before you explain yourself, is that a glow up doesn't need to be self-made. You can be assisted.
Sure. Haven't you ever seen, what's that? Isn't She's All That? With the girl?
With, like, Freddie Prinze Jr. And she takes off her glasses and it's like, swing.
Yes. She takes off her glasses and she takes out her ponytail and takes off her overalls and, oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So explain Gwarp's glow up to me, please.
Well, he goes from the tiniest giant in a giant colony who's always picked on to the biggest dude on the Hogwarts grounds, that's for sure. But also, he learns English, which is hard for people who speak other, like, human languages. Like, English is, I've heard, a very hard language to learn. But he learns English, having only ever lived around some giants, which is cool. And from beating the crap out of Hagrid every day, every time he sees him, to being able to sit at Dumbledore's funeral quietly.
Doesn't he actually carry the casket in? Am I wrong about that? Or the body?
He might. I don't know. I actually don't remember that. I know he comforts Hagrid, which is, like, empathetic AF.
That's true. I think it shows a huge, like, learning language, obviously, cool. Being the biggest on Hogwarts grounds, awesome. But being able to change your behavior from, like, being unsafe to be around, and not because he was trying to harm anyone, but being able to, like, mingle in society. And it also goes a long way to work against giant stereotypes, which is cool. Like a bonus of his glow up.
Right. It stands to reason that the weakest giant in a giant colony might not know how to interact with people who are weaker than him in a safe way. So good for you, Gwarp. Gwarp.
Capable of a lot of learning. Good job. Very good.
And that's
job.
Just 1 year of progress, right? Or is it two?
No, I think it's one.
Let me see.
Or one and a half or two, yeah, maybe. Because he comes in book 5, like, near the beginning, and then the funeral would be at the end of year 6, so almost 2.
But we also see him at the Battle of Hogwarts, which he also assists in.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. Okay, I'm completely on board with Gwarp. And with that explanation, I'm like, he's 6. These next glow-ups must be insane.
Uh-oh. Number 5, Jacob Kowalski.
Oh. Jacob.
This is so low only because he was already so cool to begin with that there wasn't a lot of glowing up to do. But he went from just a measly old nomad who didn't even have a bakery to being only friends with magic people, and knowing about the Wizarding World, being like one of the only ones in the U.S. to know about it.
Plus, his bakery looks legit.
Right. And he had a hot girlfriend for a minute who turned out to be lame.
She turned out to be, like, criminally abusive.
Lame. Criminally abusive and lame.
Yes. I'm going to call this the nomad glow up that we can all, as nomadges, you and me, Alex,
aspire
to that someday.
You too can be abused by someone with magic.
Mm, as all muggles and nomadges are, that's fine to do to them because they don't have magic. You can do whatever you want.
Right.
Erase their memories, whatever.
I would like to say that he didn't follow Queenie into the flames. And I feel like a lesser female, like a lesser written female character, or a female character written by that same writer would have.
Yeah. I think you're right about that.
Would have, or at least struggled more.
Yeah. Yeah, he's consistently good, but he does progress a lot, even starting out so awesome. So that's a really cool glow up. I'm into it.
Mm-hmm.
He can do better than Queenie, but maybe not on the hotness front.
That's a good point. Number four is Dobby.
Dobby as a glow up. Hmm.
The house elf. Only, and again, number four, because he was already pretty cool.
Yeah.
But just going from ironing his hands and his ears and shutting his ears in the oven door and bashing his head into walls to being a hat aficionado, being a sock connoisseur.
I get what you're saying. I'm going to call this the self-respect glow up. Like, he goes from feeling that he deserves the punishment for betraying his family to knowing he...
thinking they deserve the punishment. Yes. He ends up attacking them physically.
And he does...
as he should.
And he does have to work hard, I think, against his, like, conditioning. But he does an awesome job.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for padding out what I was trying to say.
That's what I'm here for.
Because that is exactly what I was trying to say.
I don't know if you're getting this, but since you named Peter Pettigrew the personal glow-up, I'm naming all of these glow-ups something different so I can categorize them in my noggin.
Perfect. All right, number three.
This one's going to shock me, I heard.
Would you like to guess this one? I think you'll actually
There's like a major glow-up. I don't want to guess it because it's got to be number one.
All right, it's Ginny.
Ginny has a glow. Oh, you know what? I didn't think of that. That's very good.
I think she has a huge glow-up, especially considering what she's faced in her young life.
Yes. I love Ginny. You know this.
I know you like Ginny. When she starts out as some pipsqueak younger sister, I want to go to Hogwarts and gaze at Harry Potter on the train like a gawking weirdo to, you know, leading revolts against the Dark Lord at Hogwarts in book 7.
Yep.
I think her glow up's a little bit more apparent that I don't need to.
You're right, but this is a podcast, so we do have to kind of talk about it a little bit.
She's your pet. I want you to talk about her.
I love Ginny. This is, I think, goes along with Jacob and Dobby in that she does start out as like a pipsqueak younger sister gawker, but deep down in her, there's always like self-confidence and coolness that doesn't get to show until later on. How many of us at 12 would send, embarrassing it is for, as it is for Harry, like, she doesn't shy away from, like, believing in herself, like, sending Harry Potter a singing Valentine or a get-well card that screeches?
You're making me feel like each one of these people on this list took their most, I would say, valuable characteristic and glowed it up. So, like, Wormtail is the best at being a pigeon. A stoolie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A goon. And he really capitalized on that.
Yes.
Gwarp is huge. And he really capitalized on that.
Yes.
Jacob Kowalski is dope AF. So he capitalized on it.
You're right. And Ginny takes her, like, self-confidence that she always had and turned it into, like, this weapon for good and for progress.
Right. And Dobby
running
takes
Dumbledore's
his
army, standing up to Snape,
right?
Befriending
Dobby takes
who
his
are,
civil disobedience, capitalize on it.
So,
right?
What can we call this glow up? The badass glow up.
The cool girl glow up.
Cool girl glow up. I love it.
She probably eats cheeseburgers, which is so cool because she's hot.
She loves French fries and eating, but she's still slim. The cool girl.
Exactly. Are you ready for number two?
I don't know what's coming, so how could I know if I'm ready? Number three didn't shock. Well, it didn't shock me. It did sort of shock me, but it shouldn't have. So hopefully this one's more shocking.
Well, I had to choose one that was like sort of close to the end that wasn't number one. Mm-hmm. So that you would keep reading the listicle that you clickbaited on. So okay. It couldn't be one that would actually shock you. It just has to keep you going.
Okay. Number two.
Because once you're at number three, you're like, well, now I need to know what two and one are, right?
Alex, I'm already clickbaited. Please go on.
I just have to explain to you I'm really good at designing clickbait.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Got it.
All right. Number two, Neville Longbottom.
Neville Longbottom's number two? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I really am shocked.
I think you'll agree.
Neville. Obviously, the movie does a good job. The movies do a good job of showing.
They really show it physically mm-hmm. in Neville Longbottom's character, which movies are a visual medium. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense. But really, Neville's glow up was in his powers, in his bravery. He was always brave, but it's something he really galvanized in. Yeah, mm-hmm. that he really galvanized that in his later years with confidence.
Yes. He, along with Ginny, leads the resistance against the Karrows. He stands up to Voldemort mm-hmm. when he thinks Harry's dead.
He thinks Harry's dead and he still chops off Nagini, the human woman's head. So I do think Neville's glow up is one of the best.
Yeah.
I would say second best.
And it also fits with the theme of taking something that was already intrinsic to who he was and expanding on it and using it to its best advantage.
Mm-hmm. Like his uncompromising bravery and
loyalty, which is why I'm going to call this the true Gryffindor glow up.
Oh, nice. All right.
Okay. I'm on the edge of my seat, figuratively, waiting to hear what could beat out Neville as number one Wizarding World glow up.
I felt like this one was so obvious. Creature, the house elf.
Creature?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes, you're right. Go on.
And I have a name for this. So maybe we will come up with the same name for this glow up.
Okay.
What Creature starts off is this dirty, terrible house elf. He doesn't cook. He hates muggle-borns. Mm-hmm. He is into the Dark Lord. He helps assassinate, well, what's supposed to be Harry, but his own master. And that's super lame. And then, through a small act of kindness, is completely transformed, both physically in his bodily cleanliness, in his attitude, even in his work. Mm-hmm. He's cooking delicious soup. It sounds great. He's got fluffy ear hair, which is what we all strive for.
Very pleasant sounding.
He probably
doesn't get the credit. We've talked a lot about how Sirius and Lupin had just like miserable existences for the majority of their life. But that is just as true about Creature as it is about any other character.
And it's so sad that all he needed was this small little nugget of kindness, like meaningful kindness mm-hmm. from someone, for him to completely change his attitude, even how he felt about himself, I would assume.
Right. And one of the most admirable things that we see happen in a Harry Potter book is Regulus Black giving up his life to save Creature's life.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can assume that even though he was espousing harmful and negative belief system, that Regulus did have admirable qualities that we don't get to see. And so maybe Creature looking up to him so much has more merit than we give it, you know?
Right. Well, I would call this the loyalty glow up because apparently Regulus and Creature had a special bond.
Right.
Because Creature's, a lot of his motivation is fueled by like his love for Regulus and his love for the whole Black family.
I mean, I think it's completely reasonable to think that Creature largely raised Regulus. mm-hmm. and that bond would
and happen. I think it shows, like, we get this brief glimpse of what Creature can be like if he feels cared for by you and if he does feel loyal to you. So we can really understand why Regulus would want to give up his life for Creature.
Yeah.
Not just because it's the right thing to do, because he really loves him.
Yeah. He's the bomb.
So I say number one, glow up Creature.
I think you're completely right. Who also
leads all the house elves from Hogwarts to fight the Death Eaters.
That's true. We know that Dobby can't lead house elves because they don't trust him. So it's a special skill Creature has. Right.
He led all the creatures in his master's honor, Regulus Black.
Mm-hmm.
He said it.
It's really
for
sweet.
My master. I know. I'm so proud of him.
I've got to say this, and this maybe I'm turning over a new leaf in the new year, but you nailed this list. I'm completely Thank on board. You. I thought for sure Neville would be number one. I didn't expect Ginny for some reason. There's two house elves on here. Nailed it, nailed it, nailed it.
Thank you.
So I'm looking at all these names we gave to the glow ups. Loyalty glow up, true Gryffindor glow up, cool girl, self respect, no madge, assisted glow up, and personal glow up.
Mm-hmm.
So which glow up are we each going to be trying to do this year? And then we can revisit this at the end of the year. Everyone will be waiting.
I want to do the no madge glow up.
Yes. Perfect. I'm going to work on the self-respect glow
nice,
up.
Nice. Perfect. Perfect.
All right. Well, that's the top seven glow ups of the Wizarding World. Well done.
Hell yeah. Lauren, we have a brand new Alchemist level Patreon supporter this week.
Yeah. First of the new year.
So I would like to say a big, huge Elixir of Life thank you to Heather. Thank you so much, Heather.
Thanks, Heather. You rock. All right, Alex. It's that time again. Do you have a Muggle moment for us?
I do have a Muggle moment for us.
Let's hear it.
It is that today, and this will give me some accountability, I applied to go back to school.
Whoa, that is huge.
It is huge from a capital Y.
Wizarding school or what?
Wizarding finishing school.
Wizarding finishing school. I'm so proud of you. So, do you want to talk to us more about your plans or your ideas or just getting that idea out into the universe?
I think just that. I'm planning to go back this fall. So, cool. You know, I'm just doing my application, financial aid stuff. So, looking forward to it. Personal glow up. Am I right?
Yeah, totally. Way to tie it in.
What about you, Lauren? Do you have a Muggle moment?
I absolutely do. So here it is. I have not made a secret of how much I love being a consumer.
Okay.
I think we've talked about Costco on this podcast. I love Costco. But this new food, like restaurant supply store opened up in my town a couple Ooh. Months ago. And we finally went to it. It's amazing. They have all sorts of stuff that could be good for home use. Also, like, huge amounts of cheese and bacon, and we got a giant box of gummy pizzas. But here's the thing that I got that I was most excited about. And
mm-hmm.
we've used it, so I can give the full story. They had these huge, like, 16-inch tortillas.
Okay.
Because you know when you nice. Get, like, a 10-inch tortilla from the grocery store, they're still not big enough to make burritos?
Sure.
Okay. So these are like restaurant-sized burrito tortillas.
Right, I get you.
So on New Year's Day, I think, I made some rice and beans and we had like some veggies and we made these massive burritos and it was excellent. So I'll be going back there for sure.
That's great. I love that.
Plus it's just fun to look at. I don't know why I like this, but I like looking at like restaurant stuff. So that is my boring Muggle moment, but I think everyone can appreciate consumerism this time of year and eating burritos this time of year.
Amen.
All right, that's it for us today. If you want to email us your favorite Harry Potter glow up or your ideas for other episodes or just opinions or thoughts or ideas, you can reach us at elixiroflifepodcast@gmail.com, or you can find us on social media by searching at Elixir of Life Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'd like to thank our Patreon supporters, all of them, for the awesome support that you give us, and all of our listeners for tuning in this week. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.